hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to have an on-air interview, or as we like to say, Scuba Radio hazing of a potential new Scuba Radio mermaid. You know, they have to go through, they got to swim through various hoops in order to be a member of our Scuba Radio mermaid pod.
Wow, that's hard.
People think all you have to be is a pretty face. That's not the case. You have to be an accomplished scuba diver. You have to have a pretty face and be able to talk and interface with divers across the country at our events from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, baby.
and look good on our underwater videos that we like to shoot. So anyway, that's coming up a little bit later on. And we'll give you a little glimpse into the interviewing process. However, first, our buddy Pete from Scuba Board is on the line. He's been doing tons of stuff lately. Pete, how are you, buddy, and welcome.
I'm doing great. Just drying out.
Just drying out today, huh?
Drying out. I've had a good long week of scuba diving in the Dry Tortugas and elsewhere here in Key Largo, and it's been fun.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's talk about this. That's one of the places I have not been diving. I've heard a lot about it, but you went out on a liveaboard trip to the Dry Tortugas. You just went out from Key West? Is that where you went from, or what?
That's exactly where I went from. And if you haven't been to Tortugas, the not so dry Tortugas as we called it, we did have liquor with us. Then it's. It's an amazing place because it's the last unspoiled reef in the world.
And why is that? Why is it so? Because it's hard to get to, or it's obviously
it is.
It's protected though, too, right?
It's protected. It's a national park, not just a state park. And the Gulf Stream goes around it. It doesn't go through it. So all those pollutions that come off of Florida never get to it, and every other reef in the world has pollutions to get to it, and this one doesn't.
Interesting. All right, so you've dove around the world. You have quite the resume as far as diving in different places. How would you rate it? Does it stand up to those type of standards when you say that it's not, you know, it's bypassed by all that population and pollution? Is it really that spectacular of a site to visit, or what?
It definitely is. It was amazing with not just the size of the fish, but the number of the big-ass fish that we saw on this dive. It was wonderful.
All right. Now, big-ass fish, is that a new type of fish?
It's what they call the Goliath grouper now.
Well, they used to call it the Jewfish, so they renamed it the Goliath grouper, and I figured that was politically wrong to name it after the Jews' worst enemy in the Bible, so I call it the big-ass grouper.
Ah, I like it. Okay, maybe that'll stick, maybe it won't. But for this show, we'll go with it. So obviously you saw a lot of big-ass fish then. And
I did. I saw those, and we got to visit Fort Jefferson. Yeah. What an awesome place that was. Lots of history there.
Yeah, so what was that, like a
the
little
The Alcatraz
side trip?
Of the Gulf of Mexico.
No, that's not... Well, back in the day, I guess it was, wasn't it?
No, it was a fort. It was very rarely used as a prison, of course. That's where the phrase, your name is Mud, came from.
Dr. Mud.
Yes.
Who treated the
Dr.
broken
Samuel
leg
Mudd,
of...
Dr. who treated the, John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
Was excommunicated, or however you want to put it, in prison there.
Right.
And when he helped all the people at the fort to a bout of yellow fever. The soldiers actually petitioned for his release, and he got it.
Interesting. So you just did this on like a little side trip, surface interval, excursion as part of your trip, or what?
Exactly. The trip was pretty rough. We had a lot of 8 and 10 foot seas.
Ouch.
It's early in the spring.
Yeah.
So the boat that I was on was able to take it easily.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have one person get so seasick they went off on land. So we dropped them off.
Okay. And you John Wilkes boofed them or something. Is that what you said?
No. There's actually seaplanes and lots of boats, ferries that go from Key West to Fort Jefferson, and so he took a plane out of there.
Oh, really? Okay. He did one of those. That's kind of nice.
He decided, I'm not waiting for the next 2 days to get the boat back. I'm going home today.
Right. So on this trip you did, I know they run a lot of spearfishing excursions out of there, too. Was this a spearfishing trip, too, or just a fun sightseeing thing?
We were in the protected zone. The spearfishing has to be outside of the park.
Right.
You cannot take anything inside the park. You can't even take dead stuff inside the park.
Yeah, interesting.
So this was pictures? No spearfishing allowed. Take pictures, but not fish.
Right, right. So you just did the... So you guys never went outside the park. You stayed there, did your thing, and that's what this trip was all about, was to go get some cool pictures and hang. So
I mean, why go elsewhere?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to mix it up, that's what I'm saying. I know there's some other dive boats that do a little bit of that, don't they? Don't they go into the park and then they go outside the park and do a little spearfishing or mix it up a little bit?
There's one out of Fort Myers that does that.
Right.
I don't know of any out of Key West that do that, but there used to be one out of Fort Myers that might still exist. But again, this thing about the no spearfishing or no fishing at all is pretty recent.
Ah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, so you saw a lot of fish. You saw Fort Jefferson. Tell me about some of the corals. Or did you have any particular types of dives? Like, was there a shark dive or any particular critters that kind of stood out in any particular area? Or is it just like, a mix-mash of stuff all throughout the week?
It was a lot of what we see here in the Keys, from Key Largo down to Key West, but more of it and just bigger of it. It wasn't that much different to what I have in my backyard, except that they were just bigger, more fish. I didn't know button snapper grew quite that big. I saw one that was at least 5-6 foot long.
Wow.
But isn't that really what a lot of people that have been diving for decades say, is that the fish just aren't as big as they used to be because we've been taking them?
Bigger or more numerous, yeah. So, yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, it's definitely on my list. I got to do that. And really, to get there, you kind of have to do... I mean, there are some dive operations down in Key West that do like it. Maybe a... I don't know. Do they run back and forth in the same day, or you have to do an overnight thing to get over there, don't you? It's like 60-mile run,
left,
isn't it?
We left at 8 o'clock and got there the next morning to go diving.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
And we dove for 3 days and took out that one day, and again, while we were sleeping at night, they drove us back, and then we did the Vandenberg. We did a couple dives on the Vandenberg, which was nice.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds like a good trip.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the Vandenberg.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have they put those underwater pictures back up at the Vandenberg or no? They did that underwater photo gallery or thing or artist display thing there, and I thought they were talking about putting some of the pictures back down there, but did you see anything like that? Do you know what I'm talking about or what?
I know what you're talking about. I think they've been moved to another ship. In fact, Joe Weatherby just sent me an invitation to go and help take them off of another ship that's in, I want to say not Honduras, but one of those islands over there.
Right.
So they're kind of traveling around a bit.
Got it. Well, how was the Vandenberg? That's been a while since I've been down there to that one, too. Did you have a good dive on that? Was the current rough or what?
They have current on the Vandenberg? I've never seen that.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
I guess it does.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, I've been down on it and it had no current, which is rare, extremely rare. But that
we had
was
no
phenomenal.
Current.
Are you kidding me? You did have one of those days then, huh?
No, I have never dove the Vandenberg with a lot of current. We had mild current at the surface and almost no current at depths, and we did an Easter rock hunt because eggs float.
Okay. An Easter rock hunt. Did you paint the rocks, or did the, I mean, did the crew yeah,
painted the rocks, and they went and hit them before we got to go dive, and we hunted Easter rocks on, and each one, you know, became a prize. It was really fun.
Okay, you did exchange them for prizes, because I was going to say, you come up with a bag of rocks. Hey, look what I got. Okay, get the hell off my boat. What's wrong with you? That doesn't sound that appealing. I go down diving for rocks. All right, well, hold on the line, Pete. He's been doing some stuff on Scuba Board, too. I think the topic is something along the lines of what almost bit you. And they got a ton of stories. We're going to share a few of them next.
I don't kiss and tell, though.
Hey.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
.com. Right. This show is what? This show is hot. This show is Scuba Radio. Right. This show is what? This show is hot. This show is Scuba Radio. Right. This show is what? This show is hot. This show is Scuba Radio. Right. This show is what? This show is hot. This show is Scuba Radio.
All right, what are you afraid of being bitten by when you're scuba diving? Is that what the thread was, Pete, on scubaboard.com or what? Or something like that, or what?
The thread is entitled Things That Almost Bit You. I have to read a part of the first post. It's hilarious.
Okay, please share.
I saw something on a night dive that didn't know what it was. Like a little tube with wing rings around it and some fronts on top like feelers or an anemone. So I wasn't sure if it was some kind of worm thing or just an anemone or a piece of trash like a bottle cap or a piece of pipe.
Mm-hmm.
I got closer with my flashlight and closer. Finally, just touched the edge of it and with my flashlight, and the thing bit my flashlight so hard and fast that it yanked it from my hand and then it disappeared. Scared me to death. I yelled in my rig. Thankfully, no one was close enough to hear me. And I looked it up on the internet and realized it was, are you ready for this, Craig?
Okay, I'm listening.
A bobbit worm.
A what worm?
Bobbit.
A bobbit.
Is that the technical term, or are we
being... It's a real worm. It's Wikipedia.
Really?
It has the whole thing on it, and the whole thread is hilarious because it talks about how people have been bit, you know, kissed or whatever. By all these different...
No, wait a minute. By these bobbit worms. Are you sure this didn't happen on April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. One April Fool's, like I said, it's on Wikipedia.
Okay, that makes it true. So the bobbit worm
that makes it true, yeah.
looks like a, a tube sponge or an anemone? What? I don't have to look this up.
Armed with sharp teeth, it is known to attack with such speed that its prey is sometimes sliced in half. Although the worm hunts for food, it is omnivorous and covered in bristles that are capable of a sting that results in permanent numbness of humans.
Interesting.
Of course, then it says, little is known about the sexual habits and life of this worm. They've got it all over TV, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
Now, but it says it can grow up to 10 foot long, 3 meters.
So do they just sit on the reef, or they're not, are they floating around or something? They're sitting down.
No, they're in the ground.
In the ground, and they can come up and bite your camera or God knows what else you might have dangling from your stuff. I just pulled up a video.
10
up here.
Feet long.
That's what it says. And again, it's Wikipedia. It's not like this is made up somewhere.
And where was this? What is this, an Australian type of critter or something?
No. It says it's found gravel matter corals.
Yeah, where? Let's see.
Oh, it's somewhere here. I saw it. It says you can find it in any ocean.
Any ocean, huh? Interesting.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm wrong there. It said it has been found in the Indo-Pacific region, so we don't have
say,
it in the Atlantic.
Well, yeah, because I was looking. I just pulled up a picture of them, and I was like, I've never seen anything like that in Caribbean waters.
Well, you only see it once, Greg.
Maybe. Yeah, there's a bunch of YouTube videos of it, like Bobbit Worm, Dinner Time. Wow, look at that. Oh, my God. Yeah, that looks a little creepy. Okay, so I can understand once you see this, you wouldn't want to be out on a night dive. And I assume they must feed at night. So that's when you're going to see them more times than not, I guess.
Like it said, this guy was on a night dive.
Yeah. All right, so these are things that you almost got bit by. So that was a unique one. That was the thing that led off the thread.
Most of them talk about things that actually bit them, like gobies and damselfish and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's understandable. Yeah, but, because they can get very defensive. Those are fun. They're fun to kind of taunt a little aggressive damselfish about the size of, like 3 inches long, and he attacks you like he's a monster. Oh, my God, I just saw a video of this bobbit worm just grab a fish. That is kind of spooky. He could take your finger. Why not?
Can you imagine if a damselfish was like 3 foot long? We'd be dead.
I mean, because they're aggressive little critters, these damselfish. You'd think, I don't know, they have an inferiority.
Inferiority.
They have a complex.
Napoleon complex.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, right. They're pretty bold little animals.
How long do you think before Discovery Channel has Bobbit Worm Week?
Yes, exactly. I don't know.
I'd like to see one of them flying out of the water in South Africa.
It's kind of like there was that movie. What was that movie? Where the worms burrow through. Dune, like the sandworms. They look kind of like that, actually.
Tremors.
Yeah. Tremors.
I'm thinking, yes. I'm thinking of, what is it? Beetlejuice, that's it.
Right. Yeah, those guys. Yeah, I would be creeped out by those. So, but was there anything else that stood out on that thread that surprised you, other than bobbit worms? I mean, but surely someone brought up sharks and things like that, I guess. But or is that more a non-diver thinking way of thinking?
Well, there was a couple of them that talked about sharks that were brought up. But the big one to me that was kind of surprising was the Garibaldi is actually in the damselfish family, and they are known to be quite territorial. I've stove with Garibaldis, and I don't remember seeing this.
Really? They would be part of the damselfish. I could see them acting that way. I haven't dove enough with them to find out if they will, get a bit of an attitude like that, but I could see them.
I actually think that's how the Garibaldi got its name, was that its aggressiveness.
You think?
Yeah, Garibaldi was a Italian revolutionary.
Who was bald?
No, I think he wore fancy hats.
No, his it was the guy was named Gary, and they called him Baldy.
Gary Baldy, and he was, and thus he became aggressive.
Exactly. Who could blame him? He got
teased.
You know,
and you complain about my jokes. This is what I'm talking about.
These aren't jokes. This was, obviously,
yes, these are not the jokes, people.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Let's see.
Here's another one. The very last one talks about a guy who was showing off a sea urchin and, you know, and how benign they were. Of course, it obviously wasn't the spiny one. And it actually extended its mouth parts and took a chunk out of the palm of his hand.
Wow. That can't be good. Well, we've had the story of Pinky, the puffer fish, who took off a guy's pinky. That would have been a surprise. I never looked at pufferfish quite the same way after that, hearing about that incident. I've seen, believe it or not, remoras come out and love to come and snip at people's hair. Have you ever seen that, Pete?
I have not.
I saw, I was on a liveaboard. Where were we? Was it Turks or someplace? And
I'm guessing Explore Ventures.
It could be. Could have been. But we had
a good liveaboard group to be with.
Exactly. These remoras came up, and actually, you know what? It was in Fiji. And we were doing our safety stop, and they started snipping at one of the mermaid's hair on her head. And, like, just totally was eating it like it was nobody's business. It's that seaweed taste they like.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
To our friends in Carriacou, one of the sister islands of Grenada, Lumbadive, our friends Richard and Diane, or Sylvian, Sylvia, or how's her, I forget how she says their name, Diane and Richard, were nice enough to take us on a mud dive, or mud bath on our surface interval there in Carriacou. Long story short, it was an awesome experience, but they just got their Patty 5-star resort designation. There in Carriacou, and hats off to them. Lumbadive.com, L-U-M-B-A, Lumba Dive. I think it's just Lumbadive.com, but check them out. Great folks, and congrats to them in Carriacou. All right, time to put on our uniform or it's our hat of authority or whatever. We have to interview some potential Scuba Radio mermaids to add to the pod. Right?
I will take off my pants of producing and put on my short shorts of interviewing.
Pull out your trident, Bill. It's time to talk to Callie and interview her or haze her as we see fit. Callie is our mermaid in training.
Boy.
Callie, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, baby.
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Now, just to set this up right, Callie, you are under the tutelage of Mermaid Lizzie, and you are already Are you already a dive master, a scuba dive master, or you're in the process of getting that certification level, or what? Where are you?
My final test is on Wednesday, so I'm right there. I'm almost there.
All right. So you're cramming as we speak. And depending on how you do, you'll have your dive master certification, and then you're gonna, you know, you'll be on your way of moving up the food chain when it comes to being a responsible member of the diving community. Is that right?
Yep, okay. I sure will.
All right, hold on. Okay, we gotta set up an obstacle course, Bill. Are you ready? Get this in place by the end of the commercial break. We'll bring her back. Put it in those hoops. Pull out the brass hoops.
Brass ones or the flaming ones?
Let's go flaming. Why not? Let's do that. All right.
That works better on the radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and viz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you mean.
I'll need a dive card with no depth limit, and a big black sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past a depth of about 100 feet.
Been there, done that.
I wanna dive all day and hang at tiki bars, working on getting my advancee card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with Scuba Radio. Everything looks bigger when you look down there, where the guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a diver. Hey, hey, I wanna be a diver.
Okay, all we can say is we're sorry, but in lieu of that, we have a potential new mermaid on the line. Callie is her name. Mermaid Callie, in training under the tutelage of Mermaid Lizzie, who is one of our established Scuba Radio mermaids. She's kind of like the one of the mothers or of the pod, like Mermaid Madam. I don't know.
Her and
Tiffany are kind of, they kind of share that responsibility at the moment. So you're under some very good, experienced mermaid training, and that's good to hear. So, that holds a lot of clout in itself that you're actually have been taken under her fin, so to speak. So, do you have any idea?
First of all,
yes. Do you have any, concerns about being a part of the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, Callie? What do you think, or what have you heard, good and bad?
I've heard that there's a lot of
what? Say it again.
A lot of drinking involved.
Well, you know, you're underwater. Yeah, and you could drink water, but when you're not underwater, you know, what's the closest thing? Rum, you know, and, whether it's a dark rum or clear rum, that's up to you. There can be a little bit of drinking going on, yeah. But that's just to keep you socially lubricated for all the Scuba Radio listeners that come up and want to take a picture and that kind of thing. Yeah, it's important. It's all part of the marketing gimmick that we got going here. But, other than that, other than ensuring your liver is what you're alluding to, you want to travel around, you're interested in joining the pod and being a representative in that regard. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and do a little diving as well as mermaiding, or a little bit of both.
Of course, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, would that be a new thing for you? Have you ever been a mermaid before, by the way? Or is this a totally new experience? You want to mark off?
I like to think of myself as a mermaid, but I haven't had a tail yet, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, yeah. let's find out something else. Have you ever been tied together at the ankles?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this is an important question
she's like, is my family listening? Let me think.
Tied together at the ankles, but your feet have to work together.
Limited movement, as they say. So that won't concern you. Lizzie said what?
Lizzie said it's tough to get used to, but all the dive master training she's put me through, I think, prepared me pretty well.
Well, I told her. I said, hey, when you're certifying this latest group of dive masters, you know, throw in a couple extra skills to make them, you know, mermaid ready. So,
I will let you know that.
I hope we are.
If you just go for regular open water certification with Greg, he'll tie your ankles together. I don't know why that is, but it's happened with every student so far.
Yeah. Well, you know, it makes you a better diver, you know? I'm just trying to get you in that whole mode. Okay. All right. Well, Callie, you sound like you're a fine candidate. I will, I'll have Lizzie, sign off on your final assignment. We haven't come up with it just yet, but there'll be some kind of obstacle course that involves flaming hoops and being chased by, sharks or, middle-aged men. I don't know. Something or other.
Actually, we're going to try is for her to be chased with a T and have middle-aged men be involved. Okay. That's really what we're looking for.
All right. Well, there you go. Lisa's laughing about it. She's been warned, and we'll leave it at that. Callie, thank you so much. We'll see you underwater very soon. All right, so this is Lizzie. All right, Lizzie, we just talked to Callie. She passed the interview. She seems
good.
Upbeat. How they pass, just so you know, is that they don't hang up on us. And as long as they don't hang up on us, they go on to the next step.
Actually, that's the first thing. The other thing is that they laugh when we say things that are inappropriate instead of filing restraining orders.
Yes. I'm going to sue you. That kind of thing. But so you prepped her accordingly, which sounds good. Yeah, so we got Lizzie, and then there's another girl that you've been working with, Leslie, is that her name? Am I getting it right?
Yeah,
so we got, you have two mermaids in training, which
you
is
know,
great.
When you talk to Leslie, let him know that I loved him in Airplane.
Yeah, well, you wondered what happened to him after those movies. And
now we know.
He's a potential.
He became a woman, and now he's a mermaid.
And he's pretty hot. I've seen the pictures. It's impressive what they can do with today's technology.
It's crazy.
We can rebuild him. Anyway, Lizzie, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm a little bummed. We were supposed to go diving this weekend.
Yeah.
In Cedar Key, but the boats didn't get fixed in time, so I had to pick up a shift at work, and that's where I am now, stuck inside on a beautiful Saturday.
That's not right. So you're supposed to be diving this weekend, but now you're working instead, huh?
Yes.
But I'm sure what's getting you over the hump, so to speak, is looking forward to our big adventure in the Maldives. Am I correct in assuming this? Yeah?
I've never been so excited about anything in my whole life.
That's awesome. It is going to be a great trip with Explore Ventures.
Both her first and second husbands are disappointed to hear this, but go on.
What? Oh, what is he talking about? Bill, she is not being interviewed, Bill.
Shark.
Don't try to make her hang up on us. Come on. She's already a mermaid.
I'm trying to make a spot open up on this Maldives dive is what I'm trying for.
I gotcha. Yeah, I have a feeling it ain't going to happen.
Forget about Bill.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to dive with the Maldives May 16th. We board the Carpe Vita liveaboard, probably the nicest liveaboard vessel I have ever been on. It is beautiful. Agnes and the crew out there in the Maldives run a top-notch operation for Explorer Ventures. And man, are we going to have the time of our lives. Plus, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. And so, we're going to have fun. Mermaid Tiffany, Lizzie, and the Scuba Cowboy are going to be on board as well. And I'm trying to think. This will be your, you've been on a liveaboard before. And which one was it? I'm spacing.
We did Turks and Caicos in October.
Yes. So this will be your second liveaboard ever. And she's basically going to like the Mount Rushmore of diving. You know, the best of the best, if you ask me. This is...
Yeah.
I mean, okay, if you
have
took
you ever
Mount,
been to
Rushmore,
Mount Rushmore...
And then, like... Mount Everest. Let's go with Mount Everest.
That was the worst thing. That's a Mount Rushmore diving. You know, we'll see.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I just kind of went with it. I think it's a little more exciting than Mount Rushmore.
It really is like Mount Rushmore. What they did was they took the big stone heads from Easter Island, they dropped them on the reef.
You know why I said that was because when
you're
we were a moron. No, let me tell you my thought process, which will really explain how twisted
it's
going to
be
really
worse
am.
Than we thought.
We were on the Turks and Caicos boat years back. It was me, CJ, Abby and Denise, I think, four people.
Okay.
And we posed for a picture, and it looked like we were Mount Rushmore, the four of us.
So you made the Turks and Caicos.
She said Turks and Caicos, and yeah.
She said Turks and Caicos because that's the liveaboard she's been
on. And I think of this picture of us recreating the magic of Mount Rushmore on the top of the Turks and Caicos Explore Adventures boat. So
very
there you
nice.
Go.
See, there we go. Which one were you?
Makes perfectly good sense.
Which one were you?
When you say it out
Jefferson?
Loud. I was the one with a cigar in his mouth. Which one's that?
None of them have a cigar
what?
In their mouth.
Oh, man. Okay.
You're confusing it with Winston Churchill, which I can see the resemblance.
Yes, maybe that's it. I don't remember.
But tomorrow,
but
you will still be ugly.
We'll make plenty more memories that we'll embellish and forget in the Maldives.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Gotta get down. I got some new gear that I'll be taking out there to the Maldives for our Explore Adventures trip May 16th. By the way, there may still be some spots available for that if you want to join us. I haven't checked with them last couple weeks to find out. But if you have the time, it is the trip of a lifetime in the Maldives on this liveaboard trip. It is a phenomenal thing. And airfare is actually quite attractive from the States to that part of the world right now. So once
it
again,
is
May
the
16th.
Stone Mountain of diving.
Yes, the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Well, I tried to explain it, and it just made it worse. But yeah, I meant Mount Everest. If you took Mount Everest and like put it upside down, or I don't know. Yeah, it's one of the eighth wonders of the world. How about that? Will that go work?
It's maybe? Just great diving.
Yeah, let's just work with that. You know, not only do I have some gear I got to try out yesterday. My prescription dive mask came.
That's cool.
From Prescription Dive Masks. I finally had to suck it up and get some vision correction. I'm using cheaters now. I can't see up close. I can see fine far away, which is kind of a curse because Bill's just far enough away where he's very much in focus from me every Saturday. However, seeing up close is a challenge. And so I've gotten some bifocal inserts installed in a new mask that the folks at Prescription Dive Masks have done for me. PrescriptionDiveMasks.com, by the way. Go check them out.
You can't just convince the reef to be twice as big like you do with your phone and increase the size of the font of the reef. You can't do that?
You would think. But, you know, I didn't really start having a problem till about 6 months ago. That's when it kind of kicked in on me. And I started getting underwater and then starting having some difficulty reading my gauges. And obviously you want to be able to see those numbers, especially depending on the type of diving you're doing. And that's when I was like, okay, I got to do something about this. And not to mention the fact that I had already started noticing I was having trouble taking pictures. And I'd have to hold the camera far away from me to be able to see if it was in focus or not.
My buddy Bob.
Yeah.
Who you know, he has terrible, terrible eyes.
Okay.
His eyes were not good, and then he was in a car accident, which made them, like...
Made him cross-eyed or something?
It made him dramatically worse.
Silly.
If you ever see him trying to really see something, he actually cocks his glasses sideways so he can see.
Yeah.
So he takes pictures, and the pictures are always out of focus, because he can't really see.
Well, exactly. And that's frustrating. Yeah. I mean, I was starting to have that issue a little bit. It was challenging to double check to make sure that the
camera. Then he shows the pictures to me, and I have to pretend I can see what he saw,
right?
Because it's all blurry.
Yeah. Well, and I knew I absolutely knew that I had to get this problem resolved when I got my GoPro cameras, because the menus on these things, even if you can see well, they're dinky, and so you know I have some GoPro cameras that. That we're going to be taking to the Maldives to shoot our next underwater
video. I can see you
video.
Diving with your mask on with a pair of cheaters on the nose of your mask, though. That, I think, would be funny.
It'll be a great photo op on it. No. It actually...
How about just taking the arms off the cheaters and putting them inside of your mask?
You could do that if you wanted to be a goof, but I don't really need any, you know, added...
So instead, you went to prescriptionmasks.com.
Right. Yeah, and they hooked me up, and you heard me talk about this last week, and here, the mask is done and already here. And they actually take the mask that you use, you send it to them, they put in the inserts and send it back to you. And it's real, it's not just like little plastic things, it's real glass. They actually do it professionally.
So because you got bifocals, is it something which is attached to your mask?
Yeah, on the inside.
Okay.
But it's just like it's part of the mask. You know, you clean it out just like you would, you know, use defog, that kind of stuff. And it looks real nice. I mean, you see, it'll be interesting what everybody thinks, because you can kind of see there's some inserts in the bottom part of the lens. I got a big eyes type of model. I think it's a Tusa brand mask that I got for this one. But there's this big eyes type of mask design, and people who've seen that model know what I'm talking about. But it's, you know, they're a little bit more oblong. Is that right? The right word? That way. Up and down. Wider.
Okay.
And so the bottom parts, I can just glance down where you look down at your lenses, and then it'll have the color correction, but it won't, you know, interfere with my normal field of vision.
That's cool.
Like bifocals, but actually it'll give me a little extended lower look down where I could actually see lower down to gauges and things, or down by my weight belt and that kind of stuff. So I'll be able to do this and actually see that everything's in focus. I'm excited to get it in the water and try out the mask, try out these new GoPro cameras. I got three of them just in case I flood one. I don't know. I'm hoping that doesn't become a problem, but I got to get this stuff underwater so I'm properly prepared for this trip in the Maldives.
When was the last time you were in the water?
It's been a while, actually.
I was going to say, for you, it has been perhaps longer than it's been in years.
What do you mean, in years?
Well, I mean, for a long time at the beginning of doing the show, our complaint was we were doing shows every Saturday, and as a result, we never got to go anywhere. But about, I would say, 8 years ago, that changed for you.
Yeah.
And you're gone 2 or 3 weeks out of the month.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so, for you to go, did you go a whole month without diving? Did you not dive in March?
I haven't dove. I didn't dive in March, actually, because we did the dive shows.
Right.
That's right.
Did you dive in February?
No, but I did dive in January.
And so it's been pushing three months since you were in the water.
Well, February and March, my excuse was I was focused on getting my flight certificate, so I was doing a lot of flying.
I'm not giving you a hard time.
You are giving me a hard time.
Here's what I'm saying. Are you going to remember? It's been a long time for you. It's been almost three months.
It wouldn't have mattered because I wouldn't have been able to see anything underwater there anyway. So it's probably good I took a slight break. But I'm ready to go, and you'll hear all about it on future editions of The Big Show. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.